It appears plenty of New Zealanders turned to the bottle to get through the ups and downs of last year's COVID-19 roller coaster. New data provided to Checkpoint shows just how out of control drinking habits got in 2020. Ambulance staff showed up at more than 16,000 alcohol-related incidents in 2019. Last year, that number shot up 37%, with paramedics heading out to more than 22,000 alcohol-fuelled episodes. Here's our reporter, Nick Troubridge.
Many of our ambulance officers have been assaulted because of this.
Ian Rex and his staff have had enough. It's up to him and his fellow St John ambulance officers to look after you and me. Instead, they often find themselves on the receiving end of alcohol-fueled bashings.
On a Friday and Saturday night, our crews actually know what they're going to be facing and they prepare for that. And it's becoming the norm.
Checkpoint can reveal the extent of New Zealand's problem drinking in 2020, the year of the one national six-week lockdown, plus a couple more for Auckland. We've been handed data compiled for the Helen Clark Foundation's research into the cost of alcohol consumption in Aotearoa. So let's drill into the St John stats. Take Counties Manukau. Between 2019 and 2020, you'll see a 51% increase in the number of intoxicated, poisoned or injured patients ambulance staff took to the emergency room. In 2019, 1,602 patients were taken to hospital. For 2020, that jumped to 2,427.
And this can be from falls, it can be from fractures, and it can even be some small lacerations, or even to the real big stuff, where they get knocked out and actually have to be resuscitated.
Ian Rex is St John's Territory Manager in Canterbury, which has led the country for boozed patients being transported to hospital for consecutive years. In 2019, the number was 2,695, jumping to 2,894 last year. Rounding out the top three, along with Canterbury and Counties Manukau, is Auckland, where trips to hospital jumped 41%. From 1,844 in 2019 to 2,616 in 2020. Most St John call-outs are to the home, something Mr Rex says is becoming more common.
The household has become so used to having alcohol there that when situations do get out of control, it becomes sort of norm. And I think society in itself is just accepting that along with this comes aggression and sometimes even harm.
Lawyer Grant Hewison is Secretary for Communities Against Alcohol Harm. He spends much of his time helping communities prevent alcohol-related harm. So what does he make of the 51% rise in alcohol-related trips to hospital for Counties Manukau?
Look, I'd go further than this being a concerning trend. This is an alarming trend. A 50% increase in 1 year is alarming.
Mr Hewison says there's a liquor store in almost every neighbourhood in Counties Manukau.
The easy and simple solution is to have a local alcohol policy that just puts a cap or a sinking lid on liquor stores in South Auckland. Frankly, we do not need any more and we need far less.
Mr Hewison can't say exactly why alcohol-related ED trips have skyrocketed, but says there could be a link to online services popularised during COVID-19 lockdowns.
And I think these statistics may be linked to that quite significant surge, as we saw it, of online sales. And they're almost unregulated.
As for who is keeping St John busy with alcohol-related calls, males aged between 20 and 29 remained top in both 2019 and 2020.